Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Alternalito Podcast. I'm your host, Canyon Cody, taking you on a deep dive into the world of Latin alternative with in-depth conversations with legends like Juanes and Julieta Venegas, Café Tacuba, Natalia Lafourcade, and a new generation of young superstars like Omar Apollo, Danny Lux, Cuco, and Iván Cornejo, who have all stopped by our weekly radio program, Alternalito with Subsuelo, broadcasting at the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 FM in Los Angeles. But on the radio show, we only have time to air brief snippets of those conversations. So here on the Alternalito Podcast is where you will find the unedited, uncut, extended version of all those interviews. Follow and listen to the Alternalito Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app. Welcome back. This is Alternalito, and I am so excited because we have an artist spotlight right now coming from DF, Sotomayor, one of my favorite bands. How you guys doing?
Hey, we are doing great.
So we have Raul and Paulina on the line. You guys are a sibling duo. You just put out your third album. Tell me a little bit about your background as artists.
Well, we've been around now for like 5 years. We have three albums out. The first one called Salvaje, then Conquistador, and this last album is called Orígenes. We are a band that has this mixture of Latin rhythms with electronic music, with my sister vocals, which are like soulful R&B. So it's like a weird mixture, but I think it works really well because at least I come from this global bass background. So global bass is like really energetic music for the dance floor and my sister vocals kind of turn this into a more pop alternative thing. And it kind of worked very well for what we do because it let us like build a fan base around what we do. And we are really happy of everything that's been going on with the music that we make. Getting to this third album was a pretty intense achievement for us.
I love your first two albums. You mentioned Salvaje, that came out in 2015, and then Conquistador in 2017, and then we have the new record. Talk to me about the new record. You guys worked with a producer who, I don't know if anybody's ever heard of him before, but he's kind of a big deal.
Yes.
It's a very big deal. He has like 30 Grammys.
I think he's the, from Latin America, he's the producer or the artist with more Grammys. He has more Grammys than Shakira, which is just crazy.
And in case anybody doesn't already know, we're talking about Eduardo Cabra, who is most known in some circles for being half of Calle 13, or one third, depending if you want to include Ile in there, another family band like you guys. He recently ended his Visitante name, and now he's Cabra. So tell me, how was the process about working with Eduardo?
Well, we met Eduardo here in Mexico City because we did a song that was a collaboration with a rap band from the city called La Banda Bastón. And it was a song that we made after the earthquake hit Mexico. And Eduardo was the producer for that track. And we kind of became like really good friends just by playing Mario Kart. we became really good friends, and he proposed us working together. He was like really insistent, like every time he was in the city or every time that we get to talk, he was like, let's make an album. And we finally got to do it. And it was a pretty awesome experience because we recorded. We made like the pre-production here in Mexico. Then we went to Puerto Rico and we recorded basically all the percussions and the instruments that were not electronic there. And then we had another session here in Mexico for the recording of the vocals. And we've been lucky to be able to travel a lot around Latin America, like going to Peru to play, to Colombia, Chile. So this album has a lot of true inspiration from the rhythms all across South America. And it was pretty awesome to actually record the musicians instead of just watching a YouTube video and trying to make it sound like that.
Well, I certainly hear the Peruvian chicha influence in a couple of the songs. But the first song I want to ask you about is Quema. This song has an amazing intro. There is a few bars that is one style, and then very quickly it moves into another style. So tell me about this song.
Well, I think production-wise, which is kind of my part in this band, I wanted to get exactly to that description, just to get people in the idea of, this is like a cumbia song, and suddenly it just changes into a house hip-hop track. And I think those first 30 seconds of the song are like really strong, because you listen to something that it's different. It's not what you are used to. It's like surprising. And when I was doing the music for this track, that was kind of what I was looking for. And I think it worked pretty well. It's one of the first tracks that we worked for this album. And it's also one of the tracks that Paulina wrote first. And this track also helped like developing the vibe of what the things that we wanted to talk about, because in the first albums we were talking a lot about like nature, or we were trying to get away from these songs that talk about party or love. So we tried to talk about different things like nature, but for this album we tried to talk more about what it meant to be Latin. And I think Paulina did a very good work there in developing something more interesting in the literature of.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
These songs.
So this is Sotomayor with their new song, Quema. They are the artist spotlight of the month right here on Alternalido.
Woo!
That is Quema from Sotomayor. They are our artist spotlight of the week here on Alternalido. We are talking with them from DF. And Paulina, you are the vocalist of the group, and you have such a subtle, not voice only, but your lyricism. Did you begin as a poet or did you begin as a singer?
Well, I started singing like since I was like 6 years. So for me, it's beautiful to sing. I started in a mariachi when I was super little. So for me, it was like a very good place to start singing and developing this. And then I start like to do some other stuff with other bands and with my brother. Was beautiful to see how can this works with the music. And I want to talk like a poet many times because I just like the semiotic about the women and about how do you can use this to relate another things of nature and also of self-discovery. So I guess this is beautiful to look in poetry and also to look at it in lyrics.
And you guys are a brother-sister duo, but you also both have your own solo projects, which I love both of them. We've been playing the Bawa record. Talk to me a second about Bawa and what you're doing on your solo tip.
Well, I started this in 2020 because, of course, I had like a lot of time in my room. So I was like looking to do more songs and do this exercise of writing and also look like another production that I wasn't like so into it. And it's a great experience to look for it. And also I am discovering another kind of cycle in my life. And it's something that is also working for me for this new cycle that we want to have in Sotomayor. Because when you have like a solo project, you can use this like kind of exploration also to see how can it develop more stuff for your band. So it's also like something that I look in my brother, that he's doing a lot of production and working with a lot of people. And that's like super awesome because it's something that it gets you like in the place and working with people that you help and they also help to you. And for me, Pawa is that is like something that it's like growing with me and that I am also discovering something that maybe with my brother was like divided. And for me, it's beautiful to see how it goes.
And Raul, you're somebody who has come up in a very similar time as Subsuelo. You know, like we claim Global Base as our home. Peligrosa, yeah. Que Bajo, you know, this is our community. And so for maybe somebody who's never heard of Global Base before, what do we mean by that?
I kind of define Global Base as dance music made with a cultural vision. Like, let's fuse electronic music with whatever it's my background. So it basically is any genre of music that is from a different culture than the US, but made for the dance floor. So sometimes it's cumbia, sometimes it's Afrobeat, sometimes it's salsa. Or sometimes it's dancehall. You know, it doesn't really matter which culture it is. The idea is to bring that to the dance floor, and I think more important than the music is that Global Base kind of built a community around it, a community of DJs that were doing the same thing, and DJs from all around the world and with a lot of different backgrounds. So this exchange of cultural visions, I think that enriched the dance floor. And
also the culture.
Yeah, and it's been beautiful to see how big it's been growing. I think more with some other genres like Afrobeat or like reggaeton that suddenly took over the world, and we are kind of like the DJs that are just pushing these songs to people. Yeah.
So we are talking with Sotomayor. They are our artist spotlight of the week right here on Alternalido. And the next song that we're going to listen to from your new album, Orígenes, is called Latin History Month. And every other song on the album has a song title in Spanish. And this one has a song title in English. So talk to me about the intention behind that.
This name was the last name that we put to the songs.
You were the one that's just like, no, the name needs to be like Latin History Month. Okay.
Because I normally, since I'm the producer and most of the time music when it comes out of my computer doesn't has a name, I put the most stupid names to things like a Afropical Tres.
Rainy Day.
Something that I will remember. And with this song especially, I think if you pay clear attention to the lyrics in Spanish, it has a lot of reference of what I see as the struggle for Latin societies, like...
And migration.
Yeah. How just like the song makes reference of how hard has it been for our cultures to just get by because of how we've been literally oppressed by everyone else. So it just made sense to me, like putting a name like that, like for me, this is what Latin History Month it's about. We are just talking about that and trying to make this music not more serious, but at least having like a point of view. I think it's important that music makes you think a little bit, not just... I think that years back when I started making music, I tried to make music that will make you just forget anything else in your life, and I saw that as something positive, like just have fun and forget about the bad things. But I think that in our position we need to go a little bit further and try to make people think about other things, because we have a microphone in front of us, so we should use it
And lyrically, the song is so profound, but musically, it's not sad. The audio of the song is kind of celebratory, and that tension between, you know, complicated sadness of a history of oppression, but also you can still dance.
Yeah, I want to tell like a little story that of something that was kind of weird for us when we went to Puerto Rico, because they have this particular rhythm in Puerto Rico called bomba, which is played with these drums that are only found in Puerto Rico. Basically, they call them barril.
But they are like the barrels of rum.
Yeah, they are. Exactly. And it's music that is only drums and singing. And I think that has a really clear connection with colonialism, because it's just these barrels that came with the ships.
Yeah.
So it's basically slave music, because it's what it is in its origin, but it's not sad music. I wouldn't go that far to say it's celebratory, but it's joyful.
Mm.
And once you start making the connections, it gets you thinking of.
Yeah, it's like something really profound, but you have like these kind of rhythms that makes you think that this is not so, it's not sad, but it's profound.
Hmm. And you see these connections all over Latin America. You know, the clave, the instrument, was the peg that would connect ships. And it was shipbuilders in Havana who started playing the clave, because it was like basically like a nail. And the cajon in Peru, same way. You know,
yeah.
they took away their speaking drums and they were only allowed to put tomatoes into this wooden box. And they started playing the wooden box. There is this profoundly sad and yet also celebratory part of Latin music that I hear in Sotomayor songs.
Yeah, it's we don't want to go to that depressing part of it. that's why it sounds joyful. I think it's part of us. We can't deny it. It's important to acknowledge it. It's important to put it out there. But it's, as I say, we are trying to make music that makes you feel good at the same time.
This is Latin History Month, the new song from Sotomayor, right here on Alternalido. So the last song that we're going to play is Menéate Pa' Mí. Tell me about this song.
This song is talking about BPM. It's the one with the highest BPM. So it's like the fastest. And when I started making this beat, I wanted to make like a baile funk song.
Mm.
and then when I worked with Eduardo on the track, we decided to kind of make it like a merengue, but kind of like a song that will Proyecto Uno or Ilegales will make.
Yeah.
And I think it turned out like really nice. This is the song that we finished first. And was the song that we saw that didn't need it too much work. Like that song was already finished and was definitely a single. Like it had like a really powerful hook. And well, talking about the lyrics, the song says, menea, menea la petaca pa' mí, which in...
Like shake your booty. Maybe.
Yeah, but it's kind of like a really Mexican thing, because petaca will translate to like bag. but we are not talking about a bag. Everyone knows that petacas is just ass.
booty rocking everywhere.
Exactly. So it's like the DF version of that.
Well, this song deserves a party. And there are so many songs that came out in the last year that are really made for dance parties. And we haven't had dance parties. And so I'm so excited for once dance parties come back, because this is going to be one of the top of my list to play. This is Manete Pa' Mi, Sotomayor, right here on Alterna Lido. That is Menete Pa' Mi from Sotomayor, our artist spotlight of the week. Thank you guys so much for coming on. So, Paulina, tell me, what's next for you? What do you see in the horizon?
Well, these days, we were talking about that. Like, we want to do, like, music and to try to find, like, another kind of tracks that they are not maybe just in one genre, like do a lot of things, maybe like one day some trap, one day one Afrobeat, another day house. And that's great for us because we are trying to explore another kind of horizons.
And before we go, I have to ask, can you guys tell me some memories of music in your childhood? Do you remember being little kids and listening to music? Do you have any stories to tell? Like, what did your parents have a record player?
Yeah, this is something that gets asked a lot, because like, were your parents musicians, or what kind of music were your parents playing? And our parents are not musicians, but my father especially, like, it's really into music in a really weirdly way. he loves music, but he's not that proactive on it, because I think that people that love music like I do, I used to spend hours on record stores, and my father, it was not like that, but I think he presented us with a lot of things, you know, like kind of like James Brown vibes or Santana, or just this music that was not the most commercial thing, that was the kind of things that we listen at home. And I think what we shared as brothers was kind of listen to the same music. Like, I will have a record and then my sister will stole it to listen to it. or vice versa.
And also the drums.
I remember going with my sister, like, our first concert was watching the Chemical Brothers.
Wow.
Like, our first festival that you can just go without your fathers. It was kind of a turning point, seeing the Chemical Brothers live when you are 12.
So that is Menete Pa' Mi. We are talking with Sotomayor, our artist spotlight of the week. Thank you guys so much for coming up on the program. I really appreciate it.
No. Thank you, man, for having us. It's an honor.
It's awesome.
All right. Next time you guys have new music, you got to send it to me first. I want to be the first radio station to play it, all right?
You're going to have the drop-up session.
All right. Thank you for listening. This has been the Alterna Lido podcast. My name is Canyon Cody from the Subsuelo crew, inviting you to join us over on the radio show, where we play new music every Sunday, 11 p.m., broadcasting out the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 FM in Los Angeles, or streaming on the free Odyssey app. You might find your new favorite song on the radio show, but then come back here onto the podcast and maybe find your new favorite band. Follow and listen to the Alterna Lido podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.